Yeah, Butte's been declining probably since, you know, the early days after 1910 or 15. It had population decline. But around the 70s, you know, I mean, when they were shutting down the mines, that hurt. I mean, that was an especially bad time for Butte. They were doing some, it was tough. Butte got hard pressed at times, you know, and it has cyclically through the years, you know. But it was hard to, it was rough to see that. During the 70s, there was a lot of uptown fires. In fact, in high school, I saw the Penny's fire and I saw the Medical Arts Building fire. And they were bad. It was sad to see. It was, you know.
Can you walk me through the Penny's fire and what you saw? What was that night like?
That was an awful, strange one. I had a friend of mine that I went to grade school with. And then in high school, he came back for a while, Jimmy Bodine. And he was a really good guy. I really liked Jimmy. But he went to Butte High while I was going to Central, so there was a period there I was kind of hanging out with Jimmy. And I remember I had an apartment upstairs with my brother, Gino. And Jimmy comes by and he says, the whole uptown is burning. And from our vantage point behind St. James Hospital, it literally looked like the whole uptown was burning with the flames coming up and the fire in the sky. So we took a walk up there, and it was like devastation. It was just this building had just literally exploded, and the fire was raging. And I remember going over there, and actually, I won't mention the cop, but Jimmy and I, people were yelling, help us with this furniture. They were taking furniture out of adjacent buildings and putting them on the sidewalk.
Adjacent buildings.
Yes, and so we were kind of pushing them along and doing that. And I remember one of the policemen trained a shotgun on us, and he says, okay, double time, boys, and told us to get out of there, to stop doing that. And okay. So that was interesting. It was just, I don't know what the, I was naive, I guess. We were looking at it as we were just
helping,
trying to help save property, you know. But yeah, that was interesting.
Do you have any feelings when you walk by that parking lot nowadays?
Oh yeah, as a kid, you know, all my shopping. I mean, I probably don't buy presents now. I don't have that Christmas spirit like I did as a kid. But I remember as a kid buying presents and going to Woolworths, Penny's, Hennessy's. Butte, you know, Uptown Butte was an interesting place. You know, even Hennessy's had two floors below ground that were part of the store. So you're talking about eight stories of merchandise in that. And that was when I was going to high school, you know. So, I mean, I thought, well, grade school and high school, I guess. I don't remember when it shut down, but.
And the Medical Arts fire, do you mind talking a little bit about that one?
Oh, the Medical Arts one was kind of a sad one, too. It's such a beautiful building, beautiful architectural style. And I don't know, I think I read, I could be wrong, but it seemed to me there were 70 businesses in that building when it went up. Model Cities was in it, and I heard that even all their records of Butte kind of burned up in that fire as well.